It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Wednesday morning. On this day back in 2004, Robert Quine found dead. Heroin overdose in his New York City home. Worked with a lot of people through the years. Lou Reed, Tom Waits, and perhaps most famously or most well known, his work with Matthew Sweet on a bunch of albums in the 90s, including the title track from Girlfriend, the song you hear right now. This intricate guitar work done by Robert Quine, who died on this day back in 2004. It is Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Donna Jackson with us, Director of Membership Development for Project 21. And you can find out more about them online and at nationalcenter.org as well. Donna, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
I know there's a series that Project 21 is working on now, and what environmental justice means for Black America is one of the themes here. Let's define first, what is environmental justice, and how does it affect Black America?
Well, the way the EPA defines it is that too many communities of color, especially Black, Indigenous people, and low income suffer from disproportionate high pollution levels, resulting in adverse health and environmental impact. And what they want to do is they want to do better in making sure that it's a top priority, especially of the Biden administration. But of course, you know that the Biden administration doesn't actually play by that rule. That it's really a tool used by elite white liberals to actually keep African Americans and minorities as a permanent underclass dependent on the government. What they do is create barriers so that Black Americans can never have the opportunity to actually aspire to the middle class. They've used it as a tool to block high-paying, blue-collar jobs that actually is a gateway to the middle class. They've used it to block housing development so that they can create artificial scarcity by making housing so unaffordable that African Americans and minorities can't afford to get into the housing market. And you know that's the tool that most Americans use to actually finance college education, to finance vacations, to acquire wealth, generational wealth that they can pass down to from generation to generation. They, you know, I'm not a big one on adopting slogans from the left, but one that I think we should adopt is to fund the EPA.
In practice, what does this look like? Some specific examples, perhaps, in various cities or towns in which this is being carried out, and how, if they say they're helping, they're actually hurting.
Well, one of the biggest ones is when they block the pipeline. You know, the pipeline represents very high-paying blue-collar jobs for a community that has lower rates for college education. In this country, industrialized jobs has actually been the catalyst for creating a vibrant upper middle class and middle class community of color. You think about Ford Motor Company, General Motors, U.S. Steel, all of these types of jobs actually pay very high wages compared to those with people with college education. And allow them the opportunity to be able to buy a house, buy a home, to be able to put their college kids through college. My family is one of those. We were very proud of people who actually worked in factories. By the second and third generation, all of us had college degrees because of those industrial jobs. But they're saying that these jobs actually pollute the community. Well, here's the caveat. The EPA is responsible for doing the environmental impact study that clears the way for companies to operate. So it's the EPA that gives the factory permission to operate. It is the EPA that is tasked, that heavily monitors those factories. It is the EPA that sets the standards. So the EPA is, A, allowing the factories, giving the clearance so those factories can actually operate. They're monitoring them heavily, and then they're saying that somehow these factories are running amok and polluting the air in communities of color. Well, if they're running amok, it was by their permission. But really what they want to do is deindustrialize America. Why? Because then you have a community that only has low-paying jobs. When you think about black households, where 70% of black households are headed by a single parent, where they have lower median incomes, where they have higher lower median incomes, they have higher levels of poverty. Mm-hmm. You need jobs that people can get that don't require an education. So that and these kinds of blue collar jobs actually represent that. But they want to take that away because you know what? The poverty industrial complex is just as profitable as the military industrial complex. 70% of all of those programs that they so-called are helping marginalized people goes to the administrative state, and it grows the government.
Donna Jackson, Director of Membership Development for Project 21, thanks so much for joining us. More at nationalcenter.org. What environmental...
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around. And I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.